Earth and Sky.
16,000 women a year die in childbirth in Afghanistan. Women have to be able to control their own bodies. That's a basic human right, I think.
You're listening to Malcolm Potts, chair of the Bixby Center for Population, Health, and Sustainability at the University of California, Berkeley. His 2009 book is titled Sex and War. It proposes that biology and reproductive rights are linked to the causes of war and terrorism in Afghanistan.
Unless we can do something to increase the autonomy of women in that country and to increase family planning, then we're wasting our time.
Dr. Potts, an expert in reproductive science and a practicing obstetrician, explained that Afghan women have an average of 7 children. Having worked in Afghanistan for several decades, Potts believes the high birth rate drives many of the country's problems.
In Afghanistan, the education cannot keep up with the ever-increasing numbers of people. So you've got literally millions of young men with no opportunity to earn a respectable living and no really education. And they are the people who become the Taliban.
Potts said he agrees with the many studies suggesting that empowering women through increased access to education and contraceptives is key to 21st century peace and stability. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.